Hey, this is continuation of the chart review from earlier. James Evans. James, so just with J.E., 66-year-old gentleman with trouble breathing, was seen less than 24 hours yesterday or on the 19th by Dr. Garza. Diagnosed patient with pneumonia treated with albuterol, Z-Pak, Klonopin, Augmentin. Dr. Garza did document that patient did not want to stay for observation, but Dr. Patterson did not. He did not repeat any blood work, even though this was 24 hours ago. He reviewed the records, kept patient on the same medication. No mention of observation was made to the patient, or if it was, it wasn't documented. Patient should have had cardiac workup since patient just had recent history of coronary artery bypass graft, even though the workup was complete the day before, including a CT angio to rule out PE. The blood work should have been repeated for the sake of completeness. Next patient is TF. It's a 4-year-old child seen with trouble breathing, bronchial cuffing, on chest x-ray, flu B, treated with albuterol, prednisolone, doing much better today. Mom was happy with the care. On the first patient, I could not reach the patient. Next patient is WA, 16-year-old with exposure to COVID. Test was negative, no treatment, no symptoms. Did not answer the patient says that everything went well. Next patient is GO, 14-year-old young man with a cut fifth finger, 3-centimeter laceration on the volar aspect of the fifth digit after patient was struck by hammer. What's interesting is patient had a periungual hematoma, but no nail trephining was carried out. And no x-ray was done, but patient did have a 3-centimeter laceration on the same finger on the volar aspect, which was closed. An x-ray should have been done to rule out open fracture, of course, and a nail trephining should have been done to relieve the pressure. Mom was happy with the care. They're going to see their primary care doctor tomorrow. Next patient is RW. This is a 74-year-old gentleman. Since seen with suicidal thoughts, history of attempted suicide in the past, times 3 or 4. Dr. Patterson did perform did order CBC, CMP, ETOH, aspirin level, acetaminophen level, chest X-ray, CT of the head, and cardiac workup, which were all negative. Patient subsequently was transferred to Aspire, ASPIRE Mental Hospital in Conroe. Thank you. Patient did not answer the phone, of course. Thank you.